Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Church.
Give this to Kay over there, that lady in the turquoise sweater.
I don't know how to start this, but the Lord has given me a message in tongues, so I'm going to give that in obedience. Yanto pa adeli kitesh noloda eli tanohasa. And the bekashun to lohora eliarishna korona bai kleres na tikieshno toloaya ele pechita in a matal ridish no tolera ali tinieno or a reshna relica or a reshna riando. Akate hi atahei ki ikihei ti ururu turanite eliela o shrai o larashai ielo turunienana aizo nodere anateka o lomoga laradishandana endehe ikitishun tunohu alahai denahasa in Jesus.
God would say today, you have been in the world, but not of it. But the world has influenced you. But I have manifested my spirit in your life, that you'll come into places of me, saith the Lord. Places like peace and joy. Places like anointing that breaks the yoke. Places like authority over Satan and principalities and powers. I will bring you in a new place this new year. You look for me. You expect it. You release your faith in me, because these things are going to manifest in everyone who stands before me and believes. For I speak to you, my sons and my daughters. I speak to the body of Christ, and I encourage you today that you will no longer stay hooked into the world, but you will come into the supernatural realm and influence the world to come to me, saith the Lord. This anointing will break all yokes of bondage, not only in your life, but in the world. The world that you speak to, the wisdom that comes out of you, will change those areas. Whether it be family, whether it be business, whether it be the body of Christ, I encourage you today to expect and look, because you have heard from the heavenly realm. You have heard from me, saith the Lord. My spirit has spoken to you and brought you into a new level of expectation, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Well, we're going to talk about faith, hope, and love some more. Because God woke me up at 3 and says, if you learn this, 2012 will change in your life. And the message says the same thing, doesn't it? Hallelujah. We all should be in this expectation, just expecting God to do things in our lives. But sometimes we don't know how to get there. Amen. I was listening to her this morning when she said, people call and they just don't know how to get there. And we've done what Andrew says and everything else. Well, I'm going to give you a little more light and revelation of what you're probably struggling with and how you can get over the hump and so on and so forth. If you would, please, Chris, 1 Corinthians 13:13. I'm doing this because there is at least one person here that wasn't here and didn't start hearing the message. So we're going to go back and then we'll come forward. Amen? 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now abide faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. And the reason why he says the greatest is love is because it's eternal. Faith is going to pass away when we cross over. Hope is going to pass away. There ain't no point in hoping when you're in heaven. But love is eternal, so that's why it's the greatest, because the other two is not eternal, but God's love is eternal. And we need to understand that we can have that eternal love at all times. You know, we need his love manifesting. Fill us with your love, Lord Jesus Christ, because we meet so many different things. We meet during the week. We meet all kinds of attacks. We meet maybe demons attacking us. Maybe something's trying to attack our body. And we need the love of God, because if we have the eternal love operating, filling us and operating in us, it'll cause the gifts to flow. It'll cause the power of the name of Jesus to be spoken by your lips. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're going to look at Faith, hope, and love. Now, hope, I started Friday, always connects with the promises of God. Faith comes from the heart. And I'm going to give you a demonstration from the Word of God that will help you. So faith always connects with the promises of God. And faith with the promise of God, and hope always, and faith always operates in the heart. Amen? Can you get that? Okay? So you want to understand how God operates. So faith, hope always connects with promises. But if promises, if there's no evidence of the promise, you're not walking in faith in your heart. In the heart, we're talking about the Spirit of God. Okay? So the first things you want to understand, that these two things always operate by love. Faith and hope always operate by love. So hope is for the mind. Those are the promises. Hope is for the mind. Faith is for the heart. Amen? And so just because hope is in the promises for the mind doesn't mean they're operating. A lot of people could just be speaking the Word of God, just hoping, and never operate from faith within. Listen to what the Bible says now. I want to show you something and use it as an example. If you would turn to Romans, Chris, 10, 9, and 10. 10? We'll go 9 and 10. You'll have to go one first. 10, 9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, now this is a promise, right? It's a promise if you'll confess with your mouth. So one of the things we got to do is confess with our mouth. And so hope is in promises, so we're going to confess promises with our mouth. The Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So what God is saying, there's a promise here if you'll confess with your mouth. Right? If you could, that's a promise of God, if you'll confess with your mouth. Now, you can confess promises with your mouth, but go to 10 now. This is what's got to happen. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For with the heart, that's where the faith is. So when you got saved, the Holy Spirit helped you believe in Jesus, helped you confess with your mouth, and then release the faith, and then you were looking for evidence of your salvation. So we all started maybe going to church, getting water baptized, speaking in tongues, reading the Word of God. That's evidence of your salvation, of the promise of God that you confess with your mouth, you believe in your heart. That's where faith comes from. It comes from the Spirit of God within you. Now, all the way through the Bible, promises operate the exact same way. If you confess a promise, you say, that's hope now. And you have no evidence, you're probably not operating by the faith of the Spirit of God within you. Because there's two conditions. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Believe in your heart. The word believe means, you see, when Moses, God told Moses to go to Pharaoh. God was speaking to Moses. And so he believed in what God said. Right? And then when he went to Pharaoh, that was faith operating. But strangely enough, after all that stuff happened, he's in the desert. God told him to do it. He's got the people out by faith. He's in the desert, and he looks back after a time, and he sees them coming after him, and he looks this way, and there's the Red Sea. In life, we always get in positions like that, positioned by God. In other words, we think we miss God because of what's coming after us and what's in front of us. In other words, it seems dark here, the enemy's coming here, and there doesn't seem to be no way place to go over here. But what did he say? He said, lift up your staff, Moses, stop complaining. What are we to do? We are to lift up Jesus and believe in our heart, that's the Holy Spirit in us, and he'll release that faith. So when you look at faith, hope, and love, the promise here is, and it works the same way for healing, financial blessings, and whatever. If something is not operating in your life, you're probably still hoping and have no evidence because you're not operating in the faith of God that's in you. Can you see that? The Spirit of God is what he says. Now, I promise you, if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, you believe through the Spirit of God. God calls it the high. Just quickly turn, if you would, Chris, to John 7, 37 to 39. John 7. Praise you, Jesus. In verse 37, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." 38. "He who believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." He talked about in 39, he was referring to the Spirit. That's the Spirit of faith. So when you got the promise of accepting Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit helped you confess Jesus, and then he helps you have the faith, and then he showed you the evidence. You're changing now. You're coming to church, you see, you're being water baptized, you're reading the Word of God, you're wanting to praise God, you're wanting to learn. That's the evidence, you see, of hope, which is hope no longer, but that's the evidence. It's manifested by faith. Can you see that? That's the evidence. So if there's no evidence, you're still in hope. You're not operating by faith. The Holy Spirit will take you all the way through the Scriptures. In whatever promise you're hoping for, he wants you to look for evidence. You get evidence by the faith of God that's in you. He helps you get the evidence. Just like he helps you confess Jesus as your Lord, he helps you believe that. He helps you see the evidence of a changed life. You may not be completely changed, but you're starting to do things, and that's evidence of your salvation. Amen? Can you see that? So out of your belly is going to flow rivers, all these promises. That's the Spirit of God. Out of your heart, that's the Spirit of God. Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. That's what faith is. It's in the Spirit of God within you that's going to cause this stuff to bubble over. Everybody who wants healing must look for evidence, because many times we just keep hoping by confessing the Word of God, which comes from the promises of God, with no evidence and no manifestation. It's because we're not going to the faith of God in us. He'll help us in every situation. So when you go from Romans and you go into all the promises of God, you want to see evidence. If you don't, maybe, just maybe, all you're doing is hoping. You want to see evidence. So faith is in you by the Holy Spirit to help you to get evidence. Healing in your body. So when you look at these two situations, saints, all the way through the promises, it works the exact same way. There's not a different one for financial blessings. You see, there's not a different one for peace or healing. It works the same way. You confess the promise, and the faith of God in you gives you the evidence. Can you see that? It works that way all the way through the promises. Now, we're going to look at some promises. Turn to 1 Corinthians 1:8. 1 Corinthians 1:8. The Bible is plumb full. Have you ever wondered why you confess the Word of God or you confess the promises and they ain't working? But the minute you said, "Jesus is my Lord," or you confessed with your mouth, you believed in your heart, maybe a week later, 2 weeks, you started seeing, you may not have looked at it and looked for evidence, but there was a change going on. You wanted to go to church. You wanted to be around Christian people. You want to be water baptized. You want to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, evidence of speaking in tongues. That's all evidence of your salvation. That work that you confess with your mouth and the Spirit of God, or the faith that's in you in him, helps you to get the evidence. If you are not getting evidence, saints, all you're doing is hoping. When it manifests, when you get evidence, it no longer is hope. It's faith. And faith sees. So I see myself saved. I see myself doing things now that I never done before. That's the evidence of my salvation. Do you want evidence of peace? Do you want evidence of healing? Do you want, we have to confess, but you got to learn, as you did when you accepted Jesus Christ, to lean to the faith that's in you. Let him operate. God has given us all divine faith. If you got the Spirit, you got the Spirit of faith. You got the Spirit of knowledge. You got the Spirit of wisdom. and on and on and on. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus. Amen? So there's no difficult map about this, saints. The same way it happened in Romans 10, 9, and 10 is going to happen all the way through the Bible. We should get evidence by the faith of God that's in us. And then it moves out of the realm of hope. And there's evidence. When you see something, it's no longer hope, right? Let me give you an example. For a long time in Galatians, I kept saying, I'm going to have my due season. 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 And I was wondering why I wasn't having my due season. And you know what God said to me? All you're doing is hoping. You've had your due season started a long time ago. How do you think you stayed married? How do you think you got financially blessed? How do you think you've been in the ministry debt-free? How do you think you've been ministering all these years? You know what I was doing? I was just hoping all the time. And wasn't looking at the evidence that was in our marriage, in our ministry, in our finances. That's part of my season. Now I'm going to increase that season. For example, I went in the prayer closet last night and I said, God, I got to have church tomorrow. I can't have it snowing. We were supposed to get 5 inches out where we were. Huh? Right? 2 to 5, whatever it was. Roads are going to be slippery. And the guy was saying, when you go to church, I said, now, God, I don't want to be driving down there in ice. I don't want to be driving down there in snow. Well, George and Dorothea said when they looked at the thing, it went right around us. Do you believe that God can do that? See, that's a confession of my mouth and the evidence of faith. How beautiful it is out. Sun shining. I should have mentioned that too. No, you should have taken it. I was concerned about me getting down here. So in Galatians, I kept saying, I'm going to have my due season. If I don't faint, I'm going to have my due season. I'm going to have my due season. And finally, I shut up and listened. All I was doing is hoping. I'm hoping for my season. And that's all I was doing is hoping. And God says, you need to stop and be quiet. And look at your life. You've been in your due season for a long time. All the married years, peace in our home, healing in our bodies. Healed from MS and booze and drugs. I've been in my due season preaching the Word of God, laying hands on people. You see, all that time I was in hope. And I didn't allow faith. If I wanted evidence, all I had to do is examine God in our lives, in this ministry, and what was going on. And I would see I was in my due season. Not the fullness of it, not 100%, but I was in it. And I'm not going to get to 100% until I change what I'm saying. So when you go Romans 10, 9, and 10, saints, it works the same way. But we've been taught to speak the Word of God. Excuse me. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you stay there and just hope, 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 hope is in the promises of God. Promises of God is for the mind. And we don't get any evidence because we're not going and letting the faith of God operate in our lives to give you evidence. I don't care if it's money. I don't care what it is. It works the same way. Amen? What did I say? 1 Corinthians 1:8? Or did I say? Okay. Who will also confirm you to the end that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, that talks about the blood, you see. We want to walk in blameless. We don't want to walk in condemnation. That's a promise of God. So I'm going to speak the promise. I'm going to let the faith rise up in me. He's going to bring me scriptures that I'm not guilty under condemnation. And what she said about the homosexual is exactly right. It's a rejection of Jesus Christ. It's a sin against the Holy Ghost. That's what sends people to hell. Because he freed the whole world. So you and I, if we just speak the promise and don't let that faith arise in us, we will be under guilt and condemnation. We will be blaming one another. We'll have the enemy throwing darts in our mind. But this is a promise of God. Number one, in 1:8, who will also confirm you to the end. See, God says, to me, you are the perfume of Christ. That's God speaking. You are the perfume of Christ. You're washed in the blood. You know what it is, saints? You know what the problem is? It's our five senses. It's our five senses. It's either, if we don't operate by the Spirit, we're operating by our five senses. We need all this evidence and everything else. But God says, the promise to keep you blameless is the same promise of confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart. If you let the faith of God rise up in you by the Holy Spirit, everybody has a measure of faith. It's divine faith. I believe it's all you need. That doesn't mean faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. But if you just stay in promises and you don't understand Holy Spirit, you remember the story when Jesus was doing a healing somebody and the man said, help my unbelief. That's where that faith of the Holy Spirit comes from. Because every human being, me, you, has unbelief. Particularly when it comes to some supernatural things that we see in the Bible, we say, well, I believe it because it's in the Bible, but I don't know if I believe it. So God wants you to know that you are blameless. Let that faith rise up in you and let that promise be established. Let evidence. And what's the evidence? You're going to be confessing, I'm not under guilt and I'm not under condemnation. All my sins are forgiven. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit, you see. And you're going to confess that stuff. That's the evidence of you confessing this stuff by faith of the Spirit of God that's in you. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay. Number 2, 1:9. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. See, we act sometimes like he's not faithful. That's a promise. God is faithful. But I got to get out of hope, you see, because hope is things not seen. Faith is what you see. It'll bring what you see as a faith rises up in you. And you must believe that God is faithful. You see, I kept confessing in Galatians, I'm going to have my due season, I'm going to have my due season, I'm going to have a due season. That's nothing but a promise. God is faithful. If I look back in my life, in my wife's life, God has been so faithful to us. If I let him. Now, every one of us here has a mouth that complains about everything. If it don't go our way, because it's all about us, we just complain. And that don't move the hand of God, believe me. Anything that goes wrong, we get in a little battle, spiritual battle, we complain. We get a sore toe, we complain. We get a pain in our back, we complain. God is faithful. When you said, Jesus is my Lord, you confess with your mouth, and you saw the evidence of your salvation, don't you want to see the evidence of a faithful God? Well, start looking at your life and see where he's been faithful to you. And where he's been faithful, you're going to bring that forward. Where he hasn't been faithful, you're probably just standing in hope. You're not allowing the faith to rise up in you. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of faith, and he will help you believe. He will help you believe that God's faithful. He will help you believe you're blameless. He will help you believe your sins are forgiven. He'll help you believe you're anointed. He'll help you believe you're important to God and that you're kings and priests. He'll help you. But if you just keep saying hope, 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 and don't allow the faith to rise up, because hope is not faith. Faith pleases God. It's impossible to please God without faith. When I come to God, I must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Amen? So many of us are soaked in hope, which is in the promises, and the promises are for the mind. But we want to see evidence. Faith brings evidence. It opens your eyes. Okay? Okay. Number three, 10:13. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. God is faithful, saints. Everybody gets tempted. You see, you can't stand in the promises now. You've got to let the faith rise up in you. The Holy Spirit will take you sometimes out in the desert. Sometimes you'll be tested. Sometimes He's trying to build faith in you. You know why? Because some people have said, I want to go in business. Some people say, I want a husband. Some people say, I want a wife. Some people say, I want this or I want that. Well, you've got to have this faith rise up in you in order to get that from God, because faith pleases God. And so you don't want to stay in hope. So there may be some things that go on in your life, but you're able to bear it. You know why? God's faithful. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Okay? Let's go back to 3:21-23. I don't know why I've done that, but who cares? Okay, 21. Did I say 21? 23. 3:21-23. Therefore, let no one boast in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos, Cephas, or the world or life or death or things present or things to come. All are yours. This is unlimited. This is unlimited promises to God. All are yours. And you are in Christ, and Christ is God. Listen, is God. Listen, this means there's unlimited promises to us. Unlimited. God's giving you a blank check, so to speak. But that promise, you see, or that hope isn't going to happen unless you let faith rise up in you and let God start giving you things that are in the promises. There's going to be evidence of God blessing your finances, God blessing you with peace, God blessing you with love, God blessing you with faith, God on and on and on and on. Unlimited. Amen? So when you go back to Romans 10, 9, and 10 again, it works the same way here as it did back there. Hallelujah. Faith is in the heart, saints, and that's the Spirit of God. In Ephesians 1, 3, it says you're blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm in Christ. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm in Christ. That's a promise. The faith in you is going to get them released. See, I have a measure of faith. It's enough. See, it's enough to overcome guilt and condemnation. It's enough to overcome sickness and disease. It's not enough to overcome depression, oppression. But you got to get out of just hope. You got every time you say something in hope or the promise of God, you want evidence. See, for a long time I spoke hope about MS in my body. I had no evidence. That's why it took so long, because no one taught me, and I had to learn from the Word of God, and I had to go pray. You see, all of a sudden I started getting evidence in my body that God's a healing God. But I spoke promises for a long, long time and never had any evidence of God in my body or God healing my body. So it wasn't God's fault it took so long. It was me. See, a lot of us get hung up on hope where there's no evidence. Can you see that? Hallelujah. And everything in here, a faith and hope, everything, a faith and hope is driven by love. Eternal love, God's love, not what you think love is, not what I think love, but what God's love is. Eternal love, it's driven by that. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Go to 13:8, if you would, Chris. 13:8. Love never fails. Say what? Then how come it sometimes fails in us? Because it's not eternal love. It's not God. It's not coming up with faith. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. God wants you to know that before you got saved, he loved you. Now that you're saved, he loves you the same way. There's an eternal love in you, and it'll cause all those things, all those promises in God, it'll cause it to manifest if you allow the spirit of faith to rise up in you. If you look to the Spirit of God and say, help me have faith for this. Faith is there, and he wants to release it in you. But if you keep just staying in the promise, in the hope, you say, you've got to let the Spirit of God rise up. That's the reason why you go back to Romans 9 and 10. It's so powerful and so important. There's two things he said, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. So the minute you confess with your mouth, bang, the Spirit of God was with you. He helps you confess with your mouth. Then the Spirit of God is in you. And he helps you to believe that you're saved, you see. He witnessed to you that you're saved. Then you start seeing evidence of it. Some people may look at you and say, wow, there's something different about you. Amen? We've all heard it, haven't we? That's evidence of your salvation. Well, don't you want evidence of healing, evidence of the gifts? You see, faith always grabs grace. Faith will say to you, you're already qualified. Grace belongs to you. Favor belongs to you. Righteousness belongs to you. That's why he said to Paul, my grace is sufficient. You know, Paul didn't even understand it. Paul said, wait a minute. I want you to take this away from me. No, my grace is sufficient. You see, when you start operating in faith, God's kind of faith, the faith that's in your heart, the Holy Spirit faith, you see, you will grasp grace. You'll just go out and do things. Amen? Hallelujah. So there's an eternal love here. And all these things we're talking about in 1 Corinthians, and there's many, 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 many promises. Many, many, many promises. You can go to 2 Corinthians. You can go to the epistle. Packed full of promises. So hope operates in the promises. But you want evidence, don't you? I want evidence. And I've had a lot of evidence in our marriage, in our ministry, in my body, in my wife's body, and so on and so forth. Because you get to a place when Jerry and what's his name was up here? You know, she don't mind. She don't. She says, you can say what you want, Pastor. It's okay. See, when I'm trying to get in the spirit and trying to be nice at the same time, and the brain's going, ah! Hallelujah. I forget where I was going now. Hallelujah. It's one of those moments, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I don't get, you know. What did you say when you was up here, Annie? She probably don't remember. I can stand a little help. Hallelujah. Oh, about that couple who kept saying, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? Eventually, they received it, right? But there was, what am I doing wrong? Well, Because they were in hope. They were in the promises, you see, with no manifestation. Because they weren't turning to faith. They didn't know that. But the simple message of Romans 10, 9, and 10, you see, tells us, and all the way through it happens that way. The Holy Spirit will give you faith. I know faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And I know that hope is in the promises, and the promises are for the mind. You see, a hope is for the mind. Faith is in the heart. And he had two conditions: confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Confessing, whatever that may be, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Let the Holy Spirit help you believe. See, a lot of people may confess 100 scriptures, you see, and all it'll be is hope. Because hope always goes to promises, and hope is for the mind. Faith is in the heart. You have to separate that and believe that the Holy Spirit of faith is in you. That's how we get saved. And God ain't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he ain't changed from the Holy Spirit the minute he said you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Because that's what he is. And out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. All kinds of promises of God, all kinds of blessings of God, all kinds of love of God and forgiveness of God and whatever, it'll flow out of you. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, that's it for today, I guess. Good night. If you go home and you look up the promise of God, I don't care what book you go to. Hope always goes to promises. You want evidence, saints. You know, I know people who got saved and they did. I don't know if I'm saved. And they're still doing, they're reading their Bible, they're taking communion, they're doing all kinds of communion, doing all kinds of different things. And they just say, I don't know if I'm saved. Have you ever heard people like that? Well, when you look at their life, there's evidence in their life they are saved. Did that help you? Did it bless you? See, I'm into blessing people. I was up at 3 o'clock this morning. I said, Lord, I want to be a blessing. But I'm telling God that. See, you've got to be humble. You see, in the heart or down deep there where the Word of God wants to get, sometimes there's a broken spirit. Sometimes there's a hard heart. You know that? So I humble myself and say, Lord, I need you, Jesus. I want to be a blessing. I don't want to lean to myself. You know, I used to lean to myself, Lord, and I got in all kinds of trouble. I smoked those funny cigarettes, and Budweiser became my great friend. And now, I know you angels didn't do that, but praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. If you would, Jeff. See, I got a whole bunch of stuff here. It says, laws of prosperity. Someday I'll preach on that. Laws of prosperity. You know the spiritual laws for prosperity? You know that? You do? Praise God. Which one do you want to hear? I said this Friday, and Steve said number 4 in the orange. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Huh? Can you remember any of them? That woman? Huh? That woman that sings and plays the piano. About the Holy Spirit, you mean? You know what she's talking about? Huh? Which one, though? Which one? True. Yeah. I'm glad you didn't say Ellery Mail, because I can't carry two with a bucket. Oh, Julie True. Oh, yeah. I'm glad it wasn't Julie Era. Julie True. Okay, there's spirit to spirit. There's more joy, thank you. Deeper, eternal love. Peace be still. He who dwells, butterfly, light of heaven. Angels are playing. I think it's spirit to spirit you were talking about, isn't it? Let's go spirit to spirit. Well, I have what I'm reading. Oh, okay. Play number one. Oh, the new one, yeah. The one I just read, yeah. Julie True. Ellery Era. I don't take myself very serious, you know. I shared Friday that I was talking to somebody some time ago, and they were praying that God would change my personality. Guess what? They must have got tired, because my personality is still here. Spirit, and that's how God ministers to us. You know that? Holy Spirit to our spirit. Then our spirit knows us, and He releases things into our minds. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Spirit to spirit. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. If anybody needs prayer here this morning, there's somebody here who is really struggling. I'm going to try to explain it. You're out of touch. You just don't seem to be, you feel like you're out of whack. And God wants to draw you back in and position you by the Holy Spirit, but it just seems like you're not being able to, there's something in your life, and I can't explain it because I'm not a counselor or a psychiatrist or a doctor or something like that, but there's several people here who are just struggling with that. It's almost like your flesh has left your spirit a little bit, not out of the body experience. I'm not talking about that kind of experience, but it just seems like your life has gone into dryness, and you don't seem to be able to. God wants to heal that. Whatever that is, God wants to heal that. I'm explaining it the best I know how, what God is showing me. But God don't want you leaving here that way. You don't have to say anything to me. But if you feel like that's you, or you feel like you have some kind of thing with your back, or there's something going on in your kidneys, God is bringing that to my remembrance. There's somebody here who probably needs prayer for sleep. You can't sleep at night. You don't sleep well, I should say. Your body's not rested. Maybe that's what's causing that. I don't know. But God wants to bless you today. God wants you to bring you back, and He wants you to feel His Spirit. He wants you to feel His love. He wants you to know that and have the faith that He's with you. He'll never forsake nor leave you. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Does that describe? You don't have to raise your hands. I don't want to. If you need prayer for that or other things, then come up here now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. And we'll just go spirit to spirit. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Just kind of raise your hands and close your eyes, if you would, please. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, we're in your presence, and in the name of Jesus, we call upon your Holy Spirit that everybody here, you'll correct that thing I tried to explain, Lord, and everybody here will be refreshed, Lord, through the laying on of hands, the impartation, fresh anointing. Let them know that they're loved, Lord Jesus. Fill them with your eternal love, Lord Jesus, so things will happen in their lives, Lord. It'll no longer be hope, but the hope that's in promises will be evidence in their lives. We thank you, Lord. We just need you more and more every day, Lord Jesus Christ. We just need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need the teaching and counseling and company of the Holy Spirit. So we ask for your help today, Lord Jesus Christ. And when we minister, Lord, that people will receive the peace and receive that which they came up here for, whether it be physical healing, whether it be spiritual healing. We just like that song we played, Father God, that it is spirit to spirit. So your spirit will flow through me, touching their spirits, and their spirits will touch their flesh. We call upon that supernatural realm. We call upon that kind of power, Lord, leading not to our own understanding, but acknowledging you, and you certainly will direct our path. So we acknowledge you as our Lord and Savior, filled with your Holy Spirit to bring glory to you today, Lord Jesus. It's in Jesus' name, everybody said. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Raise your hand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is some, there's a color, very, very light blue around you. God is getting you to experience his presence like you haven't experienced before, but there is still struggles. I can almost see Leviathan, that spirit that kind of twists things and he's trying to twist things of understanding sometimes that in your mind about different things. But God's going to free you today. The peace of God that stopped the storm, the peace of God will touch you today. But this blue is God's presence. So God wants to let you know that His presence is with you and that He's going to continually work with you and guide you. There's going to be some wisdom for a situation in your life that you don't have the answer for now, that God's going to give you some wisdom to solve that problem. It's going to be a supernatural wisdom that overrides any worldly or earthly thing. And so God says you're going to be a blessed person. God says He hasn't let you go. God says He hasn't gone anywhere. But God says today He's drawing you deeper into Him. He's speaking to you about the blue, the presence of God. And God says, my son, you're going to continually increase in the experiencing the presence of me, saith the Lord. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Touch him, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I pray for the sleep problem right now, Lord. You are a miracle working God. All things are possible with you, Lord, but all things are possible if we believe. I touch you. I touch with my sister right now, and I believe this sleep problem, Lord, will be loosed from her now in Jesus' name. Loosed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see this big barrel-like, and there's a cover on it, and there was a hand that just took the cover off. That means God's opening some blessings to you. That were kind of held in somewhere by, I don't know, worldly laws or earthly laws or something, but the cover is off. And God says, any door I open, no man will close. You got to find the door that I've opened for you and walk through it. And God, the Holy Spirit, will teach you this and show which door He's opened, and He'll show you what door He's closed. And so you need to seek me, saith the Lord, and you need to ask of what door He has opened, because this cover is off now, and God's going to give you the freedom of all the blessings in that, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You know, there was at one time a chain behind you. I can see a great big rut in the dirt, and in that dirt there's a chain. And there's an angel of God bearing that chain. And so God is freeing family, your family. He's freeing you in some areas that there was a chain there. But God says it's broken off from you. And God said it's being buried. It'll never be dug up again. It'll never be a chain that's chained to you again. You're going to be a free man in many areas. And as you get free in this area and accept this, saith the Lord, there's going to be other areas. I'm just going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you wisdom about business. I'm going to give you wisdom about things that you're hearing in your spirit by the Holy Spirit that you're not quite sure. God says He's going to cause that faith to rise up in you, and you're going to be sure that you're hearing from the voice of God. And you're going to make moves in areas that you've been kind of just standing back and wondering. But God says He's going to take more and more of your life. For you are the clay and He's the potter, and He's pulling things out and building things into you, and He's working with you. He's never given up, and there's great things from God that's going to flow into your life. In the next 3 years, you're going to see a change in the supernatural power in your life. Now, it's going to take 3 years, but it's gradually going to be built into you. In the next 3 years, you're going to see a supernatural power in God's life. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't complain. Just be faithful, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God says, my son, don't quit. God says, take control of those thoughts. Believe. Believe in me, because I am with you. I am strengthening you. I am causing you to, or helping you to let my mind come into your mind. that my spirit will arise in your spirit. And there's going to be a great changes in the future. God says there's great changes in all of your life. Not peace in your mind, financial blessings. And God would say this, that you have a due season, but guess what? You're in your due season because I have provided work for you. It's not where I'm going to keep you. It's not where you're going to stay, but you're in your due season. And now you need to not be saying you're not in your season or asking God for something, but you need to add the hope in the promises to that due season that the Word of God aligns to it. And God says, as you do that, you're going to see the evidence. You're going to see the evidence. You're going to see the evidence. You and your wife have been positioned by God. You're not where God wants you to be, but God says he's opened that door, and God says that change is going to come. When they start, it's going to be very rapid, very quick, a quick move of God in Jesus' holy name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, I touch her right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. There's something about a long journey that has been attached to you, and God is going to break it off from you. It kind of gets a hold of you at times, and you kind of run the old film sometimes, and it brings discouragement, and it brings a loneliness, and God is going to take that out of your memory. Not that it shouldn't be remembered, but God wants you to remember some things he said to you, some things from the Word of God. And if you'll do this, and if you'll have an expectation, a faith, God says he's going to run a film that comes from his spirit, comes from his word, that's really going to bring life to your mind, to your body. And there's something about finances. I don't know if you're in expectation about something, but God says it's going to come. It's a financial blessing coming into your life. Father God, in the blessed holy name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. How's the shoulder coming? The whole right arm? Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, we just ask, Lord, as we connect our faith with you, Lord Jesus Christ, that the Holy Spirit faith within him, Lord, in his heart will rise up in him and release the gift of healing all through his body, all through his body. We stand on the on your death and your burial, Lord Jesus Christ, and your resurrection. We stand on the stripes in your back. We stand on the blood that you have shed, Lord, and I release my faith with my brother, Lord, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let this shoulder receive the healing, Lord. Receive the healing, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I command all pain right now to be loosed in Jesus' name. Loosed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There seems to be something in your way in the form of a book or something. And God is going to intervene, and God's going to correct that, and God is going to show you that it wasn't that bad of a thing. It's a form of a book or something. I can see book is coming to me. But God says you're going to be free from that, and there's going to be a peace that passes all understanding. The enemy sometimes tries to disturb you with thoughts about just spinning your wheels. You're not going anywhere. Nothing is happening. But God says, do not listen to those thoughts. Take control of those thoughts, because I'm in it, I'm with you, and you are going somewhere. Father God, in the blessed name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for the impartation, Lord, of the anointing upon his life right now. Fresh, Lord. Fresh. Oh, thank you, Lord. Fresh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, there has sometimes been the wrong journey in your mind, and God is about to open some doors to you. For some reason, he hasn't opened them up till now, but he's telling me Wednesday there's going to be some new doors open to you, and you're going to recognize the door that was opened by God, because there's going to be a victory somewhere where there hasn't been a victory. There's been a struggle. There has been thoughts in your mind and has just tried to run you down. But God says, yes, this week, God says there's going to be a victory. This week, God says, expect it, my daughter. Let my faith rise up in you and believe it and take control of those thoughts. And God says, you will be a happy woman, a happy wife in Jesus' name. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I can see a dampness, a dew from heaven coming on you. It's going all over your body right now. A presence of the Holy Spirit from the outside. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, those daggers, those things that have come into your mind, those destroying thoughts are being destroyed right now by the power of God. The love of God that has eternal, is powerful, is going to come upon you and rise up in you and bring you into a place in God's love, and you're going to know that God's with you. There has been great troubles in your spirit and in your mind, but God says, my daughter, today new beginnings will be coming into your life. New light will come into your life. New revelation will come into your life. And I bind every satanic power. I bind every principality and power. I command them to be loosed from her right now. Loosed in Jesus' name. No more thoughts. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, I touch my sister, Lord. Oh, the impartation of the peace of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. You know, I can see you coming out of a dark tunnel, and there's really a glowing light at the entrance where you're coming out into. So God says that journey has stopped. A new journey will begin. A new confession will begin. A new faith will be released in you. The hope of the promises, you're going to start seeing evidence of some things that you haven't quite seen in some time. But God says you're going to start seeing evidence. There's a light. You're coming into the light. Your light is going to shine. That's me, saith the Lord. Your light is going to, and it's going to cause all darkness that tries to come to you to be driven off. Father God, in the blessed name of Jesus, right now, Lord, I thank you, Lord, as I touch my brother, Lord, and I stand in the faith of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. What I have spoken by faith, Lord, will happen right now for your glory, Jesus, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's strange. I can see a shoot. It's like a cold shoot, or you see one on the playground. God said, you're going to come down there. You're going into a different place in me. You kind of been up there, and the shoot that was there before had all kind of rough, almost like sandpaper in it, so you couldn't slide down. That's been removed. You're going to slip into some things of God that you've been trying to get into for a long time. There's a whole turnaround coming in your life. You're going to be able to slide by the anointing oil of the Holy Spirit, into some places in God that you've wanted to visit, but now God says you will visit. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter and my son, there's a cloud that God wants to manifest. It's his presence. You know, in the Old Testament, God's reminding me a cloud guided them. God is going to manifest a cloud, and God's going to let you see a light. It's really going to bring some blessings from God. It's almost like a cloud that's going to open up, and the latter rain is going to come on you. I don't see the rain, but I can feel it in my spirit, the latter rain. Those things that you do in last year are going to increase this year. There is going to be more sightings, more dreams and visions. And it's going to direct the both of your guys' lives, because God is going to show the both of you so you can touch and agree. And when you do this, there is going to be great manifestations of the Spirit of God in your life. things way beyond your natural thinking, but things that come from my mind, saith the Lord. The wisdom shall rise up in you about this cloud, and you'll understand. And God says, the things I show you, God says, never forget it. It'll become a part of your life. And God says it's going to be always brought back to you. You're going to chew it over and over. And every time you re-chew it, a new revelation, new wisdom is going to come from it. So God said, don't chew it, then put it on the table and forget about it, because God's given you this cloud for much of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, of his promises and of his light and his revelation. Every time you chew it, new things are going to come out. It's just like every time you read a chapter in my word, saith the Lord. And if you read it again, you read it, new things come out. This cloud, chewing this cloud, thinking on this cloud is going to cause manifestations, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I touch these two, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah. Let it be sealed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, there's been a lot of rejection in the business world. And God says, I'm about to give you some grace and some favor. They ain't going to know why they're giving you this, because my presence is going to come on them and you're going to have grace and favor in the business world. There's some things happening in the business world in this year, and you're going to get favor in these places in Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Sit over there. I'll pray for him. Go sit over there. Okay? I got to have you sitting down now to do it, okay? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, I touch him right now, Lord. God says new journeys have been prepared for you. New journeys. Spiritual journeys. Let not your mind control you, but come to my spirit and ask for the counseling and comforting and strength of my Holy Spirit, because new journey's been prepared, and you're having trouble getting into this new journey. But God says, as you take the counseling of the Holy Spirit, the comforting of the Holy Spirit, he'll guide you into this new journey in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I can see something between the two of you. God's lifting right out. There was something between the two of you, and God is freeing you from that. You're going to have a different feeling towards one another from this moment on. You're going to have a tolerance with one another like you've never had before. There is things moving from God's realm into your spirit by the Holy Spirit. It's going to bring changes in your life. It's going to bring different attitudes. It's going to bring patience into your life, a manifestation into your physical body. It's in your spirit, but it's coming into your physical body. God says, these are the tools, this is the equipment that you need to get from one day to the next day. So God says the journey I'm placing in your spirit right now, it's something that's going to manifest right away. That thing in between you two, God's hand has taken it out. Like in the Bible, there was a hand that wrote on the blackboard. God's hand has taken that between you two out right now. He's giving you a freedom, and he's joining you. He's hooking you together like never before in Jesus' name. I touch her right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you for this miracle-working power that's going on in her life right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let her receive, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise your Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see this huge scale. It seems like you've been battling something, but God says it's the balance is perfect. The balance on this scale is right. It's good. You're not out of balance with God. You're not out of balance. You may start getting out of balance with your flesh, and your flesh may be starting having some kind of experience, but you're not out of balance with God. God is working with your flesh, and God is causing it to be balanced in Scripture and balanced in the anointing. And God says, my daughter, there has been great urges in you that rises up in you to serve me in a mighty way. But God says, if you'll be patient, if you'll let me open the doors, if you'll let me guide you, if you'll have a confession and let the faith of God rise up in you, be patient with me, saith the Lord. Be patient with me, saith the Lord. Because those things that I speak to you today about, they will come to pass. Because what I began in you, I shall finish, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I touch her right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for this impartation, Lord, of the Holy Spirit, Lord. The things you spoke to her, Lord, I give you praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Ooh, hallelujah. Right. Father God, we thank you for the grace and the favor, Lord, for this job. Satan, I bind you right now. Principalities, powers, I bind you right now, and you will open this door. I command the hand of God to open this door, Lord, and make a way for your daughter in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch my brother right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see this little barn. Well, it's a block house, and God is using that. And in the block house, it's almost empty. There's something that's almost empty in your life. And God is just supernaturally filled that back up. You can expect some things in your life by the Holy Spirit to refill you, to fill you back up. You think you've lost something, but God says it's not lost. God's going to refill you. So he's showing me a natural building that he's filling back up because he's going to refill you with some things that you need to make some decisions from the Word of God. But you just don't know how to go about it. God's going to fill you with his Spirit. Fill you with his word, and you're going to have the wisdom to make that decision in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. You keep thinking that's the end and nothing else, it's going to be no change. God says, my daughter, that thinking is going to change because there is going to be a change. God is going to do things in your life, and God is going to do things to you, meaning his promises are going to be done to you, and it's going to manifest in your life. There is things that you have spoken to me about. There is things that you have dreamed about, and God says those things that you still remember are part of me. It's part of your spirit now by the Holy Spirit, and it'll come to pass. It'll come to pass because God says, look at me as a faithful God, and I shall never let you down. I shall never let you down. I shall bring forth that what I started in your life. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes he showed me a bowl of cereal. And sometimes you're just eating little bits of God. Sometimes you're struggling with eating some things that you don't understand. And God's Spirit is in you to help you understand. God wants you to have a hunger, a spiritual hunger for me more than you do now. And I know it's turning over in you right now. I do have a spiritual hunger. Where God's taking you, it's going to pressing in, because God is about to change some things in your life. God is about to change the situation in your life. God is about to remove a loneliness. God is about to remove a hunger that comes from this loneliness. And God says, my daughter, I shall manage your life. I shall be your bookkeeper, and I shall manage your life, and I shall bring the blessings of my promises into your life. And if that means a husband, it's a husband it'll be. If that means a peace, peace it'll be. If that means a joy, joy it'll be. If that means lack of loneliness, I mean, you don't want that in your life, God said he'll remove it. But you have entertained some things by yourself, and God says by my Spirit, that's all going to be reversed. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch her right now, and I thank and I praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Which one is it, dear? Put your feet out here, dear. Yeah. Okay. Go sit down. And lift your feet up to me. Put them on. I want to see something. That one there is shorter. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pull on this leg in the name of Jesus, and I ask you, Lord, to grow it out, adjust it, Lord. And I command this hip right now and this back, Lord, all pain to leave, Lord, because she's going to have a level leg, Lord, because you are God and you are the resurrection power. And we release our faith in the name of Jesus, calling right now, Lord Jesus, touch this leg and grow it as only you can, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, as I pull in Jesus' name, as I pull in Jesus' name, as I pull in Jesus' name. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I can see a canopy over your head. Hallelujah. It's going to be with you from now till the Lord you stand before Jesus. And this canopy is going to stop an awful lot of dots that try to come. There's going to be a protection. There's always going to be a continuous flow of my presence under the canopy by the Spirit of God into your life. If you'll just have faith and trust in me, whatever you say will come to pass. Whatever you want done in people's lives, with the authority of my name, saith the Lord, under this canopy, under this anointing, you will lay hands on them and you will speak life into them. It'll absolutely change their lives. From this day forward, this canopy will be over your head and you'll always be in remembrance that you're in God's presence, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There has been some very close things in your life. I just saw two trains that just barely missed each other, but they did miss. God said he wants that courage. He wants that boldness to rise up in you. He wants that perseverance to rise up in you. And God says you haven't missed him. And God says you have scattered the devil. You have scattered sickness and disease and the enemy. You don't know it, but my presence is with you when you walk down the street, when you go into your work, and spirits will scatter. Some people are going to start giving testimonies, not knowing why they're free, but when you go around them, it's going to scatter those spirits off from them. Only because the manifestation of me upon your life. In some situations, I'm not going to require you to do anything, but just to walk up to people and don't be thinking about me, don't be thinking about nothing, and just let my spirit flow through you. Because this is the promise that comes from my heart to your heart, that these things will break open in your life in Jesus' name. As I touch him, Lord, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, right now in Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, I touch my sister right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is bringing some manifestations of the realm of the Spirit into your life like never before. You've had glimpses of them. You've had some dreams. But there's going to be things that come and stay. And you're going to be able to know exactly what they are, why they're there, and what you ought to get from that, from them manifested. Whether it be dream, whether it be vision, or whatever it may be. But sometimes we just get a glimpse. God says he's going to give your earthly body time to stare and look and pray and you're going to get great things out of this for my glory, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, how's your back now? She says a lot better. That's the reason why I don't want to move. Hallelujah. What he started in your life, he'll finish. Hallelujah. Your back is fighting God. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch my brother, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God continually looks at me and tells me to look at you. And when I look at you, I see a journey. The word journey. God said in the spirit realm, you're going to journey even more so. There has been spells where you haven't seen or heard. But God says the journey. That's why God wants you to stand by faith. Because he hasn't gone anywhere. He's going to take you on a fresh journey, a discernment about people's lives. And you're going to be bold. As I open the door, saith the Lord, you're going to speak what you're receiving from this journey in the spirit realm, because it's not going to be about you. It's going to be about the individual. And you're going to tell that individual, and you're going to give warnings to people that they need to stop living the way they're living and stop doing what they're doing, because the consequences from that is going to bring great tragedy. And you're not going to want to say it at first because you don't want to hurt people. But this isn't you hurting anybody. This is a warning that comes from the supernatural realm of the Spirit of God in your life. And God says he don't want you at this point to turn them over to Satan so their spirit will be saved. He wants you to warn them, because God, the people you're warning, God wants to use them in the body of Christ. God wants to use them in the anointing of the Spirit of God. But God says he wants freedom. He wants liberty in their life to remove the things. And through the persevering and through the boldness of you, God says it will be removed for my glory, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you can't stay here till next Monday. You can if you want to. There's blankets there and there's, you know. She's afraid. You can move there. You're healed. Come on. Get up. See? How is it? See? Hallelujah. Remember now, I'm a rascal with a twisted personality. Huh? Keep it up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for your message, Lord. We thank you that we'll receive from the Holy Spirit the truth out of that, Lord. We thank you that it helped us, Lord. I know for months, Lord, I was standing in your presence looking for my due season. And when I finally became quiet and you let me by the Spirit of God examine, we have our due season. We haven't finished it, but we have our due season. Your anointing is with us. Your anointing is on our marriage. Your anointing is on our ministry. Your anointing is on all the people who come through these doors for the impartation of the laying out of hands. They too will realize that their journey has started, that their season already is in work, and they'll need to learn how to speak the other parts that's not working, not just the promises, not just the hope, but drawing the faith of God that's in them, Lord, that causes this to manifest. We pray these things, and we thank you, and we praise you, and we lift up our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the Master, who is the King, who is the Son of the Most High God, who causes all these things in this service to happen this way by allowing his Spirit to move in people's lives. And we thank you for the tongues. We thank you for the interpretation. We just give you praise for all these things, Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen.